Today I'm testing an unassuming gadget imported from China for just under 80 zlotys. It's advertised as a universal translator that pairs with your phone. You select the languages in the app, then hold down the button and speak into the microphone. When you release the button, the device translates what you've said from the source language into the target language. This could be very useful when traveling, but will it really be as good as the seller describes? Let's find out. The box is indeed quite sturdy. It reminds me a bit of buying a new phone. It's not disposable packaging. The product model is G6, and the FCC ID is 2A6DU2501. Inside we have the device, the manual, and a USB-C cable. To use it, you need to download the app. A QR code in the manual will take you there. The app supports several devices. In addition to the translator, there are also headphones and glasses. Pairing requires you to turn on Bluetooth and select the device from the list. You must also grant the necessary permissions to the app. From this point on, it's simple. 1. In the app, select the languages between which you wish to translate. 2. Press the side button to turn on the translator until the LED lights up. 3. To translate, press one of the two buttons and speak whilst it is held down. When you release the button, the translation into the target language begins. The app also features a history of translated messages. That's the theory, but what about in practice? Here is a video demonstration based on free English language material from YouTube, actually just a short clip. The sound is from the translator. First I press the button, then I release it. After a moment, you can hear the translator. You can immediately spot a few issues. There is a brief delay between the end of the utterance and the translation. The translation is not on a par with modern AI systems. It is more like Google Translate. The device often fails to pick up what is said. You have to speak loudly and clearly. The device has trouble with proper nouns. In this example, it failed to translate one of the names, though it is debatable whether it should have. Additionally, there is also an issue with which button corresponds to which language. You cannot make a mistake. The button you press determines the source and target languages. There is no automatic detection. I tested it a bit more, including with German, and quickly came to the conclusion that the system allows you to communicate with someone, but often twists phrases slightly. Another issue is that translations are done in the cloud. There is potentially an offline version, but it's a paid service, so I haven't tested it. Additionally, the app has some built-in sound effects, rain, etc. It's essentially just a Bluetooth speaker microphone. It's also suitable for playing music, quite happily, without the manufacturer's app. Finally, a quick look inside. I didn't want to damage my own unit, so I'll just quote the photos from the publicly available FCC report. Source: Inside, I recognize a single chip from Geely Technology, the same one I've seen in various Bluetooth speakers. This comes as no surprise. To sum up, provided we have internet access whilst traveling, this device is indeed capable of translating simple sentences. The only problem is that the whole process still takes place via a phone and the cloud. So essentially, the gadget itself is just a superfluous gimmick, and the app could translate without it. On the plus side, however, by buying this translator, we get a Bluetooth speaker microphone, although we're potentially paying a bit over the odds. Minor downsides include a poor microphone, you have to speak very loudly, and a way of using it that's not intuitive for me. I get the buttons mixed up, not knowing which is which. Do you see the point of this type of translator? P.S. Perhaps we could try running this device directly from an ESP32 in a separate section.